You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. What are you thinking now? From your perspective, where are you in life? You see, what perspective really is your frame of reference, how you view yourself, the world around you, and your conditions. Each of you has a unique frame of reference. Not only do you have a unique frame of reference to your life, but also in this moment and in every moment of your life. It's that frame of reference. Now, why would you all have a unique frame of reference in this moment and in every single moment of your life? What would the purpose of billions and billions and billions and billions of unique frame of references be? Well, the frame of reference is how you see yourself and how you see others and how you see the world and how you see the universe and how you see Source. It's adding up to a mosaic of a better understanding of what Source is. This is why you have a frame of reference. This is the point. Now imagine that when we will just say the Earth was created and the first life lived on Earth, that first life had a frame of reference. And as you can imagine, the single-celled being that was there living life for the first time had a very limited frame of reference. As we progress along now to look at your frame of references, you can see that they are much more expansive. And so in physical reality, with the time aspect and the spatial aspect of it, it allows for an ever-expanding multitude of frames of references for the sole purpose of seeing yourself as you relate to Source. As you see yourself in a more limited way, you can't even perceive that you're part of Source. As you see yourself in a more expanded way, you can sort of identify who you are as an aspect of Source. Now, if we say Source is all that is, and that you are an aspect of all that is, you can understand that to a degree. If we say Source is a single entity, and you are Source, then that idea is a little more abstract, because how could you be a single entity and all that is and feel like an individual all at one time? Well, that is the magic of this system of physical reality, because it gives you this separation illusion that you are not Source. And so you must look back to Source to understand what Source is. If you existed here as you do in the non-physical, knowing fully well that you are Source, that you are all that is, part of all that is, there's no separation of any of that, well, then you couldn't really see yourself clearly. But here in physical reality, where your reality is a mirror to how you're being and what you're vibrating and what you're perceiving, then it gives you the opportunity to see yourself and to see all others as either not Source or fully Source or somewhere in between. And isn't that interesting? It's simply the illusion that prevents you from understanding that you're Source. But if you knew that you were Source, imagine what your life would be like. If you knew fully well that you are the creator of all of this, that you're the creator of anything that you want, that you're the creator of all that's been desired before your time on Earth, that you could manifest anything that you wanted, well, you would be literally limitless. And since we tell you that you're literally limitless now, what's the difference between the fully limitless nature of who you really are and the limited being that you're being right now? It's that illusion that you are not source. And so if we peel away that illusion and you become more confident that you are source, well, then you become less limited. And imagine a life that's less limited than the life you're living now. What does that open up for you? Well, it opens up the possibility of fear. Well, there we go again. What limits you in your experience here in physical reality? Simply fear. And so if you discounted the fear, you would live a less limited life because the fear would not prevent you from moving forward. And we say that fear is not good or bad. Fear has its purpose, yet fear is highly limiting. And as you exist as humans on this planet at this time of awakening, your limitations are all self-imposed because you believe in the fear. You live your life based in fear. You don't analyze the fear. You assume that some things are bad and wrong, and some things are good and right, and you don't take time to understand why you judge things as good and bad, why you judge things as wrong and right. If there truly is no wrong anywhere in the universe, then everything would be right. Well, from a limited perspective, things seem wrong and bad. From a higher perspective, everything is right. And so adjust your perspective, understand that your basis in this reality is adopting limiting beliefs and listening to others who have their own fears and believing that their fears are real, and then seeing how their fear is real for you and perceiving you're an individual, so you succumb to certain fears. And in other parts of your life, you're able to push past fears. And so now you can look more broadly at the entire subject and understand that the fear can be processed and overcome. And if you can do that, you will be led along the life that you were born to live. If you do not do that, you will spin your wheels, exploring who you're not, enduring suffering, not really manifesting the life that you truly want, continue to be a limited version of yourself, and not really engage in this physical reality the way you intended prior to your birth. And so with that, we would like to talk to you about anything you would like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I'd like to start, Joshua. So we were discussing something last night about desires on our phone call. So from my understanding, our job is to birth a desire. So someone was asking, how do we raise our intensity of our desires? And from my understanding, that's not our job. Our job is to just put those desires out to the universe and let the universe bring it to us. And our job is to just, you know, try to, you know, maintain alignment. And when we get pushed out, come back into alignment, push through
if
fear.
If your children were trapped in a car going into a river, what would limit you from saving them?
Nothing.
Because the intensity of that desire is so strong that no right. amount of fear would stop you from jumping in the river, smashing through the windows and pulling them out.
Okay.
So when your desire is highly intense, fear can't stop you. When your desire is weaker than your fears, or your fears are stronger than your desire, you will not push past your fear to act on whatever inspiration comes to you that will lead you to the manifestation of that desire. And so when you build the intensity of desires, you automatically put yourself in a position that makes it easier to overcome fear. Or you could reduce the intensity of your limiting beliefs. And as a direct result of that, the fears will be less intense as well. And so the game you're playing is to have high intensity desires with low intensity fear. And so there's a little bit more to the story though, isn't it? Because the things you think you want are different than the things you truly want. And so when you say, I have a very intense desire to prove my worthiness by making lots of money or looking a certain way or having lots of friends or whatever it is, Well, you're pursuing a desire that can be attained, certainly. And if that desire is very strong, it will manifest in your reality, yet it will not give you the feelings you think you want because it's based in lack. It's based in unworthiness. And so if you exist in a state of unworthiness, trying to change the conditions to make you feel something you do not already feel now, you will manifest what you think you want only to arrive at a place where you don't feel the way you thought you would feel. And so we say, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not as effective as understanding what you truly want. Now, if you could raise the intensity of the desires that you intended prior to your birth, the things that align fully with who you are, those desires based in love, then you would live this life you intended to live, feeling all the feelings that you intended to feel, being powerful and effective, and still moving along your journey by raising your vibration to become a match with those desires that are really the stream that's carrying you along without going off on detours, chasing things that don't mean anything to you, you see. Now, if you are a eternal, magnificent, limitless, worthy being of love, and you spend time proving your worthiness by trying to change the conditions, what have you really accomplished? Well, you've accomplished expansion, and you've accomplished the exploration of who you're not. And since you've done that enough already, why not shift gears and release any attachment to certain outcomes you think are going to make you feel a certain way, and focus intently on those desires you intended prior to your birth. You intended to express your love to yourself. Mm-hmm. Make that your number one desire. Increase the intensity of that desire. Always think about that desire. Express your love to others. Make that your purpose in life. Make that the thought you think of before anything else. Accept the conditions as they are. Make that the most important thing to you. Experience true freedom and true abundance. Expand in joy, not in suffering, and discover your soul's purpose, all the while realizing that your limiting beliefs will cause you to feel fear when you're inspired to do something that will lead you in the direction of those desires.
Yeah, okay. So
imagine the power in that.
Oh, I know. I know. I can feel it and I can imagine it. And I've, you know, experienced it. So, but my question was, so should we not desire material things? Because I know raising the intensity of our true desires, what we intended prior to our birth, you know, that's what I'm practicing. But what about those material desires? Should they not count?
If you were experiencing pure love for yourself, for all others, for the conditions, wouldn't it make sense that anything that helped in giving you those feelings of love would manifest into your reality?
Yeah.
And so do you need to think about the specific thing itself? Or do you just say, as long as it's aligned with love, I welcome it into my reality?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
I just want to just clarify or add or ask for a little bit more. So I think that's where I get stuck a lot. I feel like a lot of times I don't have specific desires, and I wonder if my life is, it's okay if my life is kind of aimless by just trying to be happy and see where it goes. I feel like I don't know how to direct my life really with desire.
In comparison to what your society tells you that you must be doing, which is doing and being active and being out there and pushing and struggling and efforting and working hard, in comparison to that, the life of ease and allowing might seem aimless. But if you're living in the moment and your work in the moment is to find your alignment, which means to see your life from the same perspective as your inner self sees it, your inner self sees your life as all working out perfectly, going along the path that you intended, nothing wrong is happening, you can do no wrong, you cannot fail. Your inner self sees that. Your inner self is not attached to any outcomes. Your inner self doesn't say, oh, it's good if she makes $1 million or it's bad if she doesn't make $1 million. Your inner self doesn't care about that. That is not important. And so from a human perspective, those sort of material things or achievements or how they're viewed in other people's eyes take an importance that is not seen by the inner self, because it is not necessary for this exploration of self, for this journey of self-discovery. You see, so imagine a life simply living in the moment, living in the day, maintaining alignment, looking to feel good, appreciating all that exists now, being grateful for what you have received now, loving yourself, loving all others, loving the conditions, understanding the true abundance that is being offered to you in every moment, understanding the true freedom that you have to think any thought and believe any belief, working on that aspect of it, the aspect of love that's aligned with who you are and how the system works anyway, and then just seeing what pops up. Now, if you have a desire that says, I need to be moving in this direction faster, well, that's based on a limiting belief. A limiting belief that how you're progressing is not fast enough or should be different than it is. Where did that limiting belief come from? Well, you're a member of society. And this society says you must achieve, you must accomplish, you must move forward, you must have something to show for your efforts. You must be doing and struggling and working on something. And we say all that will come when you gain your alignment. But out of alignment, all the effort and struggle that you put forth will be paltry, minuscule, compared to what you'll achieve when you gain your alignment, act on inspiration, and understand who you truly are and why you came here. When you can do that, then you won't give a hoot what anyone else thinks. And it won't matter. You'll drop the facade of what society thinks is good and bad, right or wrong. You won't care how you're perceived in the eyes of others. And you'll look at yourself from a higher perspective, knowing that you're one of the few who is maintaining alignment as job number one. Without maintaining alignment, it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what's going on because nothing is really happening. In alignment, you have engaged the forces of the universe, the power that creates worlds. You have engaged that. And so whatever you do in alignment has tremendous power behind it. Not to get what you think you want, but to get what you truly want. And what you truly want is to explore who you are in this reality, at this time in history, as an aspect of source, coming forward to live a life that could never been lived before and can never be lived again in the future. Imagine that. That's all you have to do. So what is it that you want?
I don't know. I want to be in alignment. I don't have any specific desires, really.
Well, have this desire. Have this desire. The desire is clarity.
Yeah.
And this is why you're here. You see, this is a desire that was birthed prior, that was created prior to your birth, birthed prior to your birth. This is a desire that once you realize that you've always had it, once you push past the illusion that you don't have clarity, once you see things as they truly are, not from the illusion of individuality, once you have that clarity, then you have everything. Because you know if you feel negative emotion, what's happening. You know if another person feels negative emotion, what's happening to them. You know if you perceive the conditions not to be right, what you're doing. You know when you're in alignment, out of alignment. You know if a fear is rational or irrational. You know if it's inspiration or an urge to change the condition. Imagine having that. If you had that, then this world is literally your oyster because you could navigate it in such an effective way.
Thank you. That's a really satisfying answer.
Excellent. We aim to satisfy. Hello, Andrea.
Hi. Okay, so this is actually, I think, a pretty quick question. The other day I was listening to one of the podcasts with Kate. And at some point you had said, dive deep into manifestation events. And when I heard that, I want to be clear that my idea of diving deep into manifestation events is to basically say to source of the universe, bring it on. I'm ready for this.
Excellent.
And not change conditions to create my own manifestation event, but allow them to come to me.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely right. So yes, if you want to change conditions, guess what you're going to do? Create your own manifestation events. You see, because the universe is trying to bring you everything that you desire, everything you intended prior to your birth, and all the human desires as well. That's how this system's set up. That's the platform that you're in. All of your desires can be manifested. There is nothing you cannot be, do, or have in this reality. And in order to make you a vibrational match to those desires, you will have to change. And so if you go running around trying to make things different, you will receive manifestation events that show you that your vibration is not a match to what you want. In order to become a match to what you want, you'll have to clear up some of that wobble. The wobble is contained in the limiting beliefs. And if a manifestation event happens, well, then it happens for you so that you can understand the limiting beliefs. If you dive deep into it and appreciate the fact that you're actually in a manifestation event, and you can actually say, this is a sign that I'm becoming a vibrational match to my desire, whatever that desire might be, well, then you can say, thank you, universe, for allowing me to see my limiting belief here, or allowing others to see theirs. Even if you, from your perspective, it's one manifestation event, from another person's perspective, it's a different manifestation event. If you can say, I want more of this, I want more negative emotion, I want more and more and more, anything that comes to me is for me, so I want more. If I'm not having a lot of manifestation events, it's because either you're clearing it up at the thought level, or you're not doing enough, you're not acting enough inspiration, you see. And so if you're receiving a lot of manifestation events, then you are getting the biggest bang for your buck. You're getting the most possible ways to find and clear up limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs that if you had to sit there with a pen and paper, you wouldn't really realize it, and you wouldn't really understand the intensity of it, and you wouldn't really get too much done. You could do that. And we're not saying that's not a bad thing to do, or that's a bad thing to do. We're saying that the manifestation event is what's going to capture your attention. And so let it capture your attention. And when you get good at this, you will notice that you're going to catch these things at the first thought. And you're going to talk to yourself differently. And you're going to say, why am I worried about that thing happening? If that thing does happen, it's for me. It'll lead me to where I want to go. I'm going to be an allower. So when things come to me, I'm going to pay attention. And I'm going to process them, and I will not be miserable when they happen. I will be grateful.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent.
Hi, Joshua. Navina.
Hi, Navina.
Hi. Can I ask a question?
You may.
Okay. I wrote it down so that I can say it right. My question is about a new kind of spiritual community with the freedom and the joy of an ashram, like in India. Is it possible to co-create a new kind of authentic individual and group without all the control issues and rules? Like, there was an ashram in India, Osho's ashram, that I was a part of. And he tried to bring together the teachings of, you know, Lao Tzu, Buddha, Muhammad, everything. But it was still, there were a lot of control issues. But last night when I was doing a meditation by Osho, it's called Kundalini, and you do it at the end of the work meditation there. It's just a wonderful meditation of just shaking and dancing with beautiful music. And it just made me remember the ashram there and how fantastic it was to be in the midst of like 50, 100 people all dressed the same and dancing and moving. And it was just such an incredible feeling.
So we would ask you this question.
Yeah.
Would you like to go to a deserted island in paradise with one like-minded person where you existed in joy in that environment. And all your needs were met. And there was no fear.
No.
You would not like that because there's no expansion in that, is there? Mm. So if you were to create this environment of 100 people living in joy and bliss, interacting, studying these teachings or other teachings, would you truly want that? Well, maybe for a little while. For a little while, you would. And then you or someone else might say, where's the expansion? I'm learning all this, but how am I applying it? What am I really doing here? And then fear comes in. Fear comes in. This isn't right. This isn't how it should be. It should be different than this. And so the fear will cause a little bit of momentum, and that momentum will grow, and it will change, and it will shift. And like a hurricane sweeping through the ocean, it will disrupt everything and blow it off to the four corners of the earth, which is the design of this system. So how do you, as this perception of individual, create a group where you are being with like-minded people, doing some study, working on yourself, allowing everyone else to be as they are, while still exploring who you truly are and all the things that you truly want? How do you do that? Well, luckily for you, there's technology that enables that. And so it's not necessary for you to take your physical body and go into a physical place and isolate yourself from the rest of humanity, but you could do it in little spurts like you're doing right now. And you could communicate them with on Facebook like you do. And you can have conversations with them whenever you feel inspired to. And you can get together physically or by computer whenever the need arises, but still maintaining your life and your exploration of who you are and sifting and sorting and navigating this reality and expanding through experience. That's what you came for. Now, while the experience of being in a group of people living together in a commune or community and feeling the high vibration of that could be beneficial for a while, it will always spin apart. And that is the design of the system. If you were able to truly maintain your alignment in every moment, you would be living as your authentic self. And this physical reality, other than that unique perspective, would have no real purpose for you, because there would be no expansion, and there would be no contrast, and there would be no expansive moments or obstacles that you could overcome. And that isn't the design of the system. That's how you will exist in the non-physical. And a lot of that is drawn from your feelings of fear now. And you say, if I was in this community where everything was taken care of and I was an active part and a participant in the survival and the thriving of this community, that would feel better than I feel now. And so you are sort of acting on an urge to change your own condition to get out of fear. And we say, embrace the fear, because the fear points to a limiting belief. And without the limiting belief, you would have no fear. Yet you want the fear, because this is what causes you to expand. When you overcome a fear, you've expanded to a new vibrational level. And so you will never run out of fears. You will never run out of limiting beliefs, because if you did, this reality would serve no purpose to you. So you always want that fear. You always want those limiting beliefs. You always want to move from where you are now to a higher vibration. And as you do, you will encounter new stuff, a new reality, and you will have new fears, new limiting beliefs, and it'll go on and on and on. But you also have new exhilarating feelings and a newfound confidence and new growth and a new perspective. And that perspective gives you clarity. Clarity is what you want. If you hide out in your fears your whole life, you will always be in the illusion and never gain clarity. If you push past fears and embrace manifestation events and are grateful for negative emotion for the guidance it offers, you rise to new levels of clarity. This is what you want.
But Joshua, can location play a spontaneous open role? Can one location play, you know, I would like a very loose, I'm not saying that the ashram is what I want anymore. It's just the, I would love that in a very loose, uncontrolled.
We will say that you make more difference to the location than the location does to you. That wherever you are as a beacon of alignment will change and modify the vibration of that, of where that is.
Exactly.
And so you carry a lot of energy with you. And the energy that you carry with you will also alter how you feel about certain locations. You will either tap into or be removed from the energy. And so if you say that there might be a place on the planet in high energy, if you take a low vibrational person, they will not notice it. If you take a high vibrational person to a place that you might consider low energy, people will be amazed at the energy of it all. It is the energy of you, the alignment that you have, the connection to source that allows you personally to have energy as well as the energy to radiate from you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Can I just ask something in sort of addition to what Naveen has just mentioned?
Please
in
do.
That? I'm already exhausted. It's week three. So after 8 weeks, is it not, for me, I would love to just get away for a couple of weeks and then bring it all in and maybe start focusing on the alignment, process all the information. That surely would be productive.
Changing the conditions.
Well, then that's not productive then.
Well, it's what you're used to, isn't it? You say, a change in scenery will do me good. And when you see people on vacation, they seem to be having a good time, don't they? Why is that? Because they're resisting a little bit less. And we say, you don't need to go anywhere. You can be where you are and resist a little less. It's all about the resistance and not the location. If you keep looking outside of yourself for the energy you think you need, you'll be just bopping around, and never receive it because the energy is always within you. It's your alignment. It's how you view yourself, how you view the world, how you view your home environment. If you can look at all these things from the higher perspective, you will feel a great burst of energy and joy being wherever you are. You will not consider that this place is good and that place is bad. That doesn't make any sense.
But then if you were going on holiday and you were in alignment, surely you would still get those experiences coming to you to learn anyway?
Absolutely. Of course you would. We're saying it's not necessary. You go to a beautiful place, you plan it all out, and you say, when I get there, I'll feel good. And we say, you're only feeling good because you're allowing yourself to feel good and you're using this as your excuse to feel good. And then you say, when I get home, I'll feel bad again. And you'll say, oh, the vacation's almost over. I have to go home. Oh, I don't want to go back to work. Oh, I don't want to go back to that apartment I have to clean up. Oh, those people, they're so negative. Blah, 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 blah. It isn't anything outside you. It's always a reflection of you. So clear up that perception of yourself, perception of everything around you, perception of all other people. Get that, and you'll have more energy in your home than any other spot on this planet. And when you decide to visit somewhere else, you will bring that energy with you. And you'll say, my, there's lovely energy here. My, there's lovely energy here. And my, there's lovely energy at home.
Thank you, yeah.
Excellent. Who would like to jump in?
Joshua.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Good. Excellent. So I've got a question around the fact that everything is our mirror and around people. And I've been So I received a message that I had to contact somebody from my inner guide, and I did that sort of this week. And I feel really connected to this person, and yet I don't know them. I've never met them. I just sort of, you know, obviously they popped up on my Facebook, and I felt connected, okay? So if people are our mirrors and they're here to help us, what's the purpose of people? Why do we need people other than the growth and the expansion?
If physical reality is nothing more than a mirror to you, why do you need physical reality? Because without it, you could not see yourself as an aspect of source. You would not know what your vibration is doing. Other people play a part in that. Without the other people, you couldn't see how you're being. You couldn't see if you're being allowing or resistant. The other people let you know where you are. You wouldn't notice any of your limiting or limitations without other people. Because when the other people says, you should do this and that, you shouldn't do what you're doing, well, you could see how you feel when they say that. And if you feel negative emotion when they say something, you can understand that there is a limitation there that you've imposed, and they're exposing it. And they aren't wrong for exposing it. It's simply their purpose. They allow you to see yourself and your own limitations. And if you choose, you can do the work to remove your limitations. So what was the experience with this person? How did you feel?
I just felt utterly connected. So there's like massive goosebumps. And I get that with, so, you know, I know that Gary says that people light up for him now. So I guess what I'm getting more and more is this sort of, this, you know, my inner voice saying, right, you need to contact this person.
Yes. Or, you know, so your inspiration was to contact that person.
Yes.
Was there any fear about doing that?
I guess initially, but because it felt so right, I just...
You were able to overcome the fear. Excellent.
Yes.
And you did what you're inspired to do.
Yes.
Now, did you have an idea of how this would play out?
No, I guess not. I just
didn't have an idea of if when you contacted him or her?
Her.
When you contacted her, did you have a imagination of what would happen next?
No, all I got was that we had a strong connection, and so therefore...
And so what did happen next?
We just had the most awesome conversation for an hour with loads of goosebumps. That's it.
And what are the goosebumps telling you?
Well, I guess we are both aligned, and that, so therefore, you know, it's a what Gary would call a spiritual moment where we're just having an aligned conversation together.
Excellent. And so the outcome of acting on inspiration led to what you would consider your highest good. There's no doubt there. And so this is something completely within you. No one outside of you told you to contact this person. This person didn't contact you. It all came from within. So do you see the benefit of that clarity, knowing that you were guided to this action? You pushed past fear, you did the action, and it led to an obvious conclusion that was in the best interest of your highest good.
Mm.
Now, does this idea give you more confidence when you receive inspiration in the future?
Yeah, totally. And the fact that, yeah, totally.
And isn't that exhilarating? And now can't you see yourself from a higher perspective? And now couldn't you imagine yourself living like this in every single moment of your life?
Definitely, yes. Yeah.
And this was a very intense inspiration. But most inspiration is more mild. And so now is to get clearer on all the little inspirations that go along. That you say to yourself, oh, I can do that later. Or, that's, I can't do that, or that's not me, that's someone else, or that's a silly idea. All those little ones that you can now act on and do the same thing. Because the fear, really, when you analyze it and have clarity and see it for what it is always really insignificant, really easy to push past. And so the confidence is gained by actually pushing past it.
Yeah. And what was awesome is this person also wanted to connect with me. So when I messaged the person, she's like, oh my God, this is just perfect. So yes, it's just.
And does that surprise you in the least?
No, of course, 100%, you know, all the chances of that happening, 100% if you're aligned and you've got clarity.
Now imagine if this person never contacted you back. What would you think then?
I'm not sure. I think I didn't have any attachment.
So let's play this out. Imagine that you put forth the message and they never contacted you back. What would you think?
Well, I guess in a lower vibration, I would probably think, oh, you know, it's a reflection of me and my self-worth. And
well,
you know,
even that is an empowering way to look at it. Yeah, but if you were somebody to say, oh, they don't care enough about me, maybe they don't like me, that sort of thing, that is an easy reflection of how you're feeling about yourself, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And so that's the purpose of the other people, to show you how you're feeling about yourself. So in this case, this was showing you that you are ready to act on inspiration, that you are vibrating at a very high level, that you are moving to a new level, that things are really happening for you, that all of your doubts and insecurities are simply illusions, illusions of limitation that do not exist. All of them are like that. And so you can start seeing the power that you have, the intensity of your beneficial beliefs, and how you're now operating at a completely different level, and that nothing in the past mattered before. And the only thing that matters is that inspiration that you receive, and that you can literally be, have, and do anything. And if you start exploring who Fabienne is instead of who Fabienne is not, then you're just going to have more and more and more of these exhilarating moments that make so much sense to you.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thank you.
Now, is there any outcome of this relationship that you are looking at?
No, it's just...
Are you going to talk again?
Yeah, when we feel inspired to talk.
That spiritual moment, what did you both do?
I can't talk for the other person, but what I felt was a real connection,
In spiritual moments, what you are doing is building a future that is aligned with who you are. Mm-hmm. In leveraging the powers of the universe, creating a new reality that is a reflection of who you truly are. And so while you cannot see how this is all going to unfold, you can have the perspective that it's all going to unfold completely in alignment with who you are in a much more significant way than you can ever imagine. And so you could sort of have goosebumps around that idea, around such big things are happening, such big things are happening.
What's happening?
Goosebumps are the greatest physical sign of alignment.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Who's next?
Joshua, is Jojo.
Hi, Jojo.
I wanted to get clarification on, maybe I'm overthinking it, but inspired action versus like a manifestation event. And let me give you the example. So the last couple of weeks of boot camp, during the homework, I've been wanting to shift my limiting beliefs around my clients. And so I started I think I might've even talked about this. So, all right. So, I started loving on them. So within a week, the past 7 days, four of them reached out to me. I was able to see, you know, like three of them, and it's been like a marvelous manifestation process. However, so my question is, my only inspiration was to love on them. I did not reach out to them. So when they reach out to me, that's not inspiration. That is...
How were they inspired to reach out to you? They received inspiration. They couldn't come to the thought of calling you unless they were inspired to do so. So do you think that you're detached from them? Or do you think that you're completely connected to them?
Connected to them.
You were inspired to call them and said, no, I'll wait for them to call. Or nope, I'm not going to do it now. Or nope, they're too busy. Or nope, I don't want to get rejection. Or nope, I'm not going to do it. So maybe you were inspired and you canceled that out. But the universe isn't going to stop there. Your inner self is not going to stop there. Your inner self is conspiring with their inner selves to come to the manifestation of everything everyone wants. And so your inner self will get on the phone with their inner self and dial them up and say, get these people calling over. Inspire them. Come on. Have them call JoJo. Get them on the phone. Let's go. Let's go. We're trying to manifest things here. You see? And so the inspiration isn't just coming to you. It's coming to everyone else you know. The urges to control conditions don't just happen for you. They happen for everyone else in your life as well. The manifestation event that is for you could come through and often does come through other people who are inspired to give you the manifestation event, the negative manifestation event, because you must understand a limiting belief there. And so how best to do that? The universe will orchestrate the most elegant way. All you have to do in your interaction with your clients is to love on them. And what does that mean? That means accept them for who they are, for them being as they are in this moment. Do not try to coerce them or change them in any way. Completely accept them and appreciate them. That's loving on them. And in doing that, you are a receptive component of the universe's master plan. Now, let's imagine that you have clients, and these clients have other people they know in the industry. And so anyone could work with them in any capacity. You don't lock them up, because that would be done in fear. You don't have them sign a special contract, because that is done in fear. You say, I am simply going to accept them as they are, accept myself as I am, understand my worthiness in this role, whatever role that is, and allow myself to be a cooperative component to this entire process. Now, a cooperative component doesn't mean that you get the sale and the money and all that stuff. It means that whatever's going to happen, you are going to be the cooperative component, and you will not resist any of it. And so if you're part of a manifestation event for them, then you're the cooperative component of that. And you could be happy in that as well, because it will always go to your highest good too. Always. Now, if you get into a manifestation event, well, that's for you as well, and you can process that. But think about not being the most successful, the most sales, the most money, any of that. Think about simply being a cooperative component in whatever this process is. That is your creation. And with that creation, you will receive more abundance and freedom than any other way you could do it. Because you're engaging, you're being cooperative with the universe. You're working with the system. You're aligned with who you truly are. You have clarity to see what is actually happening to everyone. You can stand back and not let it bother you. You can see the negative thoughts when they come up. You can do the self-talk that will enable you to stay in alignment. You have all this power. Imagine all this power. No one else has all this power. You have all this power. And all you're doing right now is practicing it. Practicing, practicing, practicing. You don't have to get perfect overnight. This is a journey of self-discovery. Without the journey, there's not much going on. So enjoy this journey and know that you're always safe. You're always taken care of. And there are millions, millions, more than you could ever count, supporting your every move.
It's like, I don't even know how to articulate. I don't even have the words for how beautiful I think it's the experience has been.
And they, those guides, those supporters, your inner self and source itself, they are loving on you.
I couldn't imagine anything more wonderful. It's just, it makes me feel really worthy.
You are really worthy. And this feeling of worthiness is a feeling that is natural to you. This is a feeling that you felt when you were a child. This is a feeling when you felt when you were a baby. The unworthiness is the unnatural. And this is why you're filled with tears of joy. Excellent.
Thank you.
Who else would like to go? We have time for one more. This question has to be the most important question ever asked in the history of all questions, because we are willing to ride to the top to pluck out an answer that has never been asked, never been received before, something brand new. So don't let any of this worry you. You can't get it wrong, but this is going to be the biggest question of all time. Who would like to ask that question?
I would, Joshua.
Excellent.
Hi, I was wondering if you could tell me, is there more than one source? Are there different sources?
One source? Is there more than
different
one?
Different universes, different.
This idea of individuality, is there really more than one ocean? Is there really more than one air? It's all connected. Is there really more than one universe? Is there really more than one dimension? Is there really more than one human? Is there really more than one animal? Is there really more than one molecule? Isn't it the same molecule just moving very fast all over the place to make it look like there's many molecules? Why do you ask if there's more than one source?
I had read it before in one of the Seth books.
And so if there was more than one source, what would that mean to you?
I would love it. I don't know.
We would say it's like saying, is there more than one God? Well, there's benefits to having more than one God, yet there is no benefit to having a God.
No.
Even the idea of a God or the idea of source, it isn't quantifiable. It isn't even explainable. It isn't even known. And this is why we have a physical reality, so that we can get a better picture of what source is.
Mm-hmm.
But let's imagine that you are source. And if you are source, then everyone else here is source. And so we have 25 sources here. Yet we're all one. And what is the value of pulling apart many sources out of the one? If there were billions of sources, wouldn't all of those sources be all that is and be connected? If there was an infinity of sources,
would they would
still
all
be one?
Right.
So while you are able to pick apart and imagine an aspect that is individual from source, it is not true. It's an illusion of individuality. But it has a purpose of it. And so if there is a purpose for many sources, then there will be many sources. But still, it would always be an illusion of many sources, because it all comes back to the one.
And it would always be an illusion of many universes then.
And an illusion of many dimensions. All useful illusions, just as this is a reality that has the illusion of time and space, because it's necessary for this reality to do what this reality needs to do. It's part of the form and function of this reality, yet it is still an illusion. It is an illusion that's consistent, and it gives you the ability to live a human life and to have unique perspectives in every moment of that life and add to the mosaic of all that is from all the perspectives and all the viewpoints and all the frames of reference. and get a better idea of what's really happening and birth desires that could not be birthed otherwise. You see? Mm-hmm. So if there is this answer coming to you now, which has never been reached for before and explained the same way ever, uniquely, first time ever in the history of your society, this answer is coming through in this way. Mm-hmm. Without you birthing a desire, that could never have been reached before. It would exist there in the realm of potentiality, never to be reached ever, ever, ever. And so as physical reality is created, you live this physical existence and you create these desires, and then you are inspired to ask this question. And how does that really work too? How does that really work? Well, you had this desire for an answer, and you have an inner self and guides and supporters, and they inspired you with this question that came to us. Now, couldn't they have just come straight to us without going through you? Well, if they did, this idea would not come from the non-physical to the physical. And that's what this creation process is all about. And so now with this answer here cemented forever and ever and ever, available to whoever else becomes a vibrational match to it, it can create new desires, which will allow non-physical to reach for new places, to bring it down, and to get it through the path of least resistance, whoever that person might be. See the system? Do you see how the system works? Do you see yourself in the system? Do you see yourself from a higher perspective now? Knowing that you literally received inspiration, asked a question, and created the answer. Yourself, you did that. You did that. You did that. You are capable of anything. Anything that you were inspired to do. And it's all started from the desires that you've birthed along your way. Yet the current of that were the intentions. And so the intentions you set allowed you to be at this time and place, to recognize what we're talking about, to resonate with these teachings, to enroll in a boot camp, to feel confident among like-minded others, and then to receive the inspiration, to process the fear that came up when we said, this is the most important question of all time, to jump in, and then to say clearly what you wanted to say, and then to create what you created, which was the fulfillment of your desire.
That's how
it all works.
Thank you.
There has never been a group of more empowered, empowering, incredible, magnificent, limitless beings in the history of humanity, such as yourselves. You should see yourself from a higher perspective. We certainly do. We would like it if you do. You don't have to, of course. It's not a prerequisite to anything else. You can live the rest of your life in limitation or in love. It's all up to you, in abundance and joy or in suffering and agony. It's all up to you. There is no wrong way about it. But you've gotten yourself here, so you might as well enjoy the ride. We thank you for being here, and we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.